One person's viewpoint about Sarah Palin has been spreading rapidly. It's an email written by a woman named Anne Kilkenny. NPR's Martin Costi has gone to the email's source in Wasilla, Alaska.
The email in question is sort of a Sarah Palin primer for non-Alaskans. We're not going to get into the substance of the email here. Suffice it to say, it's critical of Palin and sharply written. So sharp that it's left some bloggers wondering, who is this Anne Kilkenny, really?
Anne Kilkenny is a resident of Wasilla, Alaska, and I wrote an email to some friends that went viral.
Kilkenny is real. She's a stay-at-home mom who lives in a house with a view on a backyard bursting with raspberries. She hasn't had any time to pick those raspberries this week, not since her friends in other parts of the country started emailing her questions about Sarah Palin.
I was just going to address the whole thing, write one letter and send it out, and then we could just let it lie, and I would go on with my life. Silly thing to think.
She wrote her friends, go ahead and forward this email if you want, but please don't let it leak out onto the web. Yeah, it was on the blogs in a matter of hours. Now it's everywhere. Just try Googling Anne Kilkenny.
I'm not sure exactly what a blog is. I think it's some kind of conversation or something. I don't do IM either. Heck, we only have a dial-up connection.
This is a dial-up connection is the source of all this trouble.
And now her inbox is filling up with responses, and fast. She checks the day's count.
Oh my gosh, I now have 1,014 in my inbox. I refreshed it. It grabbed another couple hundred.
It jumped from 790 to 1,000 in a minute. You're a popular woman.
And there's the phone.
An interest has spilled out beyond the internet. During our 20-minute interview, Kilkenny was interrupted with calls from NBC, the St. Petersburg Times, and People magazine.
This is the quiet time of day, believe it or not. 4 o'clock in Alaska is 8 o'clock on the East Coast. They've all either made or missed their deadlines, and they've given up. And so it's now just the foreign press.
Kilkenny did more than just write an email. She became a rare resource, a longtime resident of Wasilla who was willing to criticize Sarah Palin on the record, and that made her useful to curious outsiders. The phones have been ringing just as much at the homes of other Palin critics here in Alaska, but those people are mostly politicians. They're used to this kind of attention. For a civilian like Kilkenny, it's been a rush.
I'm in the middle of an interview right now. Can you call me back? Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Are you starting to regret this?
No, it's not going to last.
As she says this, she's holding her phone in her hand, waiting for it to ring again. And suddenly she seems a little wistful. Martin Costi, NPR News, Wasilla, Alaska.